Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Morning, this is Izzy with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, James Ashby is announcing his intention to stand for One Nation in Keppel in Queensland's state election next year. The Chief of Staff of Pauline Hanson and Yeppoon resident James Ashby has announced his intentions to promote regional voices in Queensland Parliament in the face of what he characterised as a lurch left. In his announcement, he shares his concerns that without a change in government, Queensland will face a Labor government held to ransom by inner-city Greens. He is also critical of what he characterises as a Liberal government left with lurch in an attempt to appeal to inner-city seats. His stated ambitions, if elected, are to address cost of living pressures, improve housing and arrest youth crime. In national news, Extinction Rebellion activists are blockading traffic in Melbourne in an effort to draw attention to a climate emergency. At 7:30am this morning, 15 activists staged a roadblock at the Montague Street exit of the Westgate Freeway. In a statement, protesters said they intended to remain at the intersection until arrested by police. Victoria Police say 10 people have received penalty notices for failing to leave the site when directed. This action has been part of a series of disruptions taking place over the past couple of days across Melbourne CBD. These acts anticipate a protest planned for this Saturday, which is expected to see around 200 activists blockade a CBD roadway. Extinction Rebellion spokesperson Mark Conroy said in a statement to The Guardian that while these disruptions may seem extreme, they are nothing compared to the extreme fires, floods and famine that are coming if emergency action is not taken. In further national news, the southern part of Australia is facing fire warnings due to extreme heat. New South Wales and South Australia are both experiencing extreme fire risks. Cameron Devey from South Australia's Country Fire Service says heatwave conditions haven't been seen like this in the state for several years. Areas facing extreme conditions include the Arrow Peninsula, the Flinders, the York Peninsula and the Riverland. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, 19 schools have been closed due to heatwave conditions across the state. The New South Wales Department of Education is instructing students to stay home due to extreme fire danger ratings reported by the state's Rural Fire Service. In a statement, they asked parents to comply with the advice of emergency services, stating the decision to close schools is not one made lightly. In international news, the World Food Programme says it will stop its general food assistance programme across Syria in 2024, owing to a lack of funding. The WFP has stated it will continue to support families affected by emergencies and natural disasters through smaller-scale interventions. This follows an announcement in June where it downgraded its food assistance target from 5.5 million people to 2.5 million people, citing funding cuts. A spokesperson has said funding difficulties has prompted the need for the WFP to review its approach to aid. The 2024 programme's goal will be to transition from general assistance to targeted aid that directs limited resources to those facing severe food insecurity. Finally, an update on Cyclone Jasper. The weather system has been upgraded to an Intensity 4 cyclone overnight and is moving through the Coral Sea. The cyclone is expected to make landfall off the Queensland coast next week. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.